Hello, everybody. It's Daniel here, and this is our next Emotional English Podcast episode where we learn an English language effortlessly, emotionally, fulfilled with energy, and of course, positively. Welcome, 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 everybody. And before we start our today's episode, I want to say a couple words about the upcoming event in Moscow. So there will be an event in Moscow on 31st of March. It's going to be Sunday, and from 12 until 2:30 p.m. On Chisti Prudy subway station in Moscow, we'll have an English club about jokes, and we will play some games. We will discuss the topic of jokes with a connection with the Fool's Day, which is happening on the 1st of April. And if you're interested, just go to the website www.emotionalenglish.ru and go to the event sections and reserve your seat there if you're interested to speak English in real life, in real time. So, yeah, that's what I wanted to say before we start. But today we have another episode about our lifestyle, about our life. And the big topic, what I want to discuss with you guys is how to be alone, right? How to be okay with being alone. This is the topic for our today's discussion. You know, many people genuinely want to be with someone just to feel a little bit better. You know, the one picture I have in my mind right now, people who are in jail or who are in the prison, they feel very lonely, and they have nobody close to them sometimes, right? And that's the reason why they feel very, very bad. But if you feel not so good with yourself, how can you live, let's say, effortlessly or positively when you live with somebody else? It's like you have a problem and you're trying to avoid your problem every single time. We are not okay with being alone with ourselves because we're trying to listen to music. We're trying to distract ourselves with a computer game, with a film, with a TV show. So we're always not going in a good way with ourselves, right? And that's what I want to discuss today. This is a pretty big topic, and I'm using the website. It's called wikihow.com. They have a special section about emotions and feelings. I like to read this website, and I highly recommend you to read this website because this is a very cool website for people who learn English. The topics here are not very hard ones. And yeah, so just go to wikihow.com and you'll find something interesting to read there. And this topic I want to divide on three pieces, right? We have 18 recommendations here. What should you do to be okay with being alone with yourself? That's just a good recommendations. And I want to discuss, let's say, six statements every single time when we discuss this topic. So three episodes, I'm gonna, I'm gonna make this topic in progression, and hope that will be pretty usable and useful for all of us. Yeah, so let's start from, let's start things off from the author of this topic, right? Of this a little article here. Her name is Leah Morris, so she is the life coach, and this is the article from September 5th, 2023, so not very old article, but pretty useful, and we can start from the first part and the six statements. What they want to show us here is the number one thing is improving your relationships or relationship with yourself, right? That's the number one thing. And actually, I agree with this one, because when you improving your relationship with yourself, you are creating this little bridge, how to be okay with being alone, right? How to stay alone and be happy with yourself without the computer games, without films, without distractions or music. So you're just feeling comfortable with yourself, with being empty-minded, right? This is, in my opinion, is pretty cool. So let's start things off from a little discussion here. So being alone can certainly be difficult. It's not something you're used to. And fortunately, whether you're single, living alone, or simply feeling a bit lonely, there are plenty of things you can do to enjoy your alone time. We've compiled a list of useful strategies that can help you stay positive and happy even when you are on your own. Yes, that's what we just discussed, right? And that's the introduction from Leah Morris. Oh, there is one more author here, by the way. His name is Ali Garbage, B.A. So I have no idea what does it mean, but Ali Garbage is co-authored, probably. He's a co-author, right? That's what it is. So let's continue to improving our relationship with ourselves, right? So what we see here, we should practice self-love and speak kindly to ourselves. So what does it mean to practice self-love? It means to appreciate yourself, to accept yourself, to be kind of respectful to yourself. And when you're not practicing self-love, you cannot find love surrounds you, right? If you don't see love inside, you cannot see love outside. So interior and exterior of our body. And that's quite an important statement, I would say. So let's see what she's saying here. Showing yourself love and compassion. This is a good word, by the way, compassion. Compassion is like a quality. It's a sympathetic thing, right? Compassion. So when you showing compassion, you're just trying to be nice with yourself, right? So when you give love and compassion, when you're trying to be nice with yourself, you can help ease feelings of loneliness and make it more enjoyable to be in your own company. Yeah, the good word here again is to ease feelings. It means to make it to make the easy feeling, right? So to ease your feelings, it means to make it less dangerous for yourself, right? How I can understand here, right? As far as I can tell, it means to make your feelings less dangerous. And what kind of feelings? It's the feelings of loneliness, and you can make it more enjoyable to be in your own company, right? So you, me, and myself together, right? So you're kind of having conversation with yourself as a friend, right? So self-love can protect you from negative thoughts, raise your self-esteem, and help you change your perspective on alone time from negative to positive. Yeah, another great phrase here is self-esteem. What is self-esteem? You can raise your self-esteem with your self-love, right? When you have confidence, when you believe in yourself, this is the amount of self-esteem you have. When you have self-esteem, you are confident, you have bravery, you are ready to do things with yourself. When you have low self-esteem, it's the opposite of high self-esteem. It means you have nothing. You have no bravery, no confidence, no or low self-esteem, okay? So good self-esteem or high self-esteem, it's a good thing. Bad self-esteem or low self-esteem, it's a negative thing. So, and this self-esteem can help you change your perspective on alone time from negative to positive. Yep, that's kind of true. And she's saying three more things here, like recommendations. Take a few minutes to check in with yourself. Yeah, it's a good phrase. To check in with yourself, it means to see how you're feeling. Take a few minutes to check in with yourself and how you're feeling. What are you thinking? What kinds of emotions are you feeling? Doing self-reflection like this can help you better understand yourself. Yeah, this is a very good word, self-reflection. What does it mean? When you ask a question to yourself, you need to get an answer, right, from yourself. And that's a reflection. It's like a mirror. When you're trying to, just to push the light into the mirror has the quality of reflection. So it reflects your light, right? So finally, you're getting the light on you, right? Not on the mirror. So when you're doing self-reflection, you're asking yourself different questions like, how do I feel right now? Am I feeling good? Am I feeling scared? This is a self-reflection. And if you have an answer like, yes, I feel bad right now, it is the reflection. It is the answer from yourself. So doing self-reflection like this can help you better understand yourself. And as more answers you're receiving from yourself, as better you understand yourself, right? As clearer you can see the vividly, you can see yourself vividly, and you can see who are you, right? What do you feel? And you can see more details about yourself. And most of the time, people, they try to avoid this conversation. They try to avoid self-reflection. And then the reason of that, they don't know themselves. They don't know themselves. They don't know what they feel. They have no idea what's going on with their lives, right? Second recommendation here is build a healthy inner dialogue with yourself. And that's literally what we just discussed, right? It's this little dialogue inside of you. If you notice yourself using negative language to talk to yourself, make an effort to change those words into positive ones. Right. So what does it mean, an effort? Make an effort, she says here, right? So when you're making an effort, you're kind of moving to the particular direction. So when you're moving to the positive direction, it's your effort. It's your motivation. The action with motivation, right? That's an effort. So when you making an effort to change your negativity to positivity, that's a good way to work with yourself. So that's a pretty healthy thing. The third thing here is spend some time getting to know yourself. Ask yourself things like, what are my core beliefs? What do I like and dislike? And what are some of my life goals? Again, just more detailed information here about self-reflection. So you're asking yourself different questions, like a personal therapy. What are my core beliefs, right? What do I believe in? What is good for me? What is bad for me? What do I like? What I dislike? Do I like ice cream? Do I like chocolate? Do I like to speak with blondies? Do I like to speak with handsome men? Do I like to discuss, topics about English, right? So that's all self-reflection. It's all self-talks, right? And that's all just the first statement about improving our relationships with ourselves. Right. And let's conclude this statement, right? So how to improve our relationship with ourselves? We just need to have a self-talk. We need to respect ourselves. We should share self-love, and we should speak kindly to ourselves, right? And that's how we can improve our relationships with ourselves. The second statement of our general topic, how to be okay with being alone, is we should limit our time on social media. And this is a pretty popular situation, right? We all use different social medias, right? What does it mean, social media? It's your VK.com, it's your Facebook, it's your Instagram, it's your X, Twitter, whatever it is. So YouTube, right? These are all social medias. And we should avoid comparing ourselves to others in these, on these, right? Yeah, by the way, when you're talking about websites or programs, apps or websites, you say on the website, on the VK, on Facebook, right? Add me on Facebook, right? Or add me, subscribe on my Twitter channel. So something like this. So you just go on Facebook and you see different people there, right? You go on Instagram and you see many other people who sharing their successes, and you feel a little bit jealous and anxious, isn't it? The same moment when people sharing their success, when people sharing their joy of life, you feel that you have none of that, right? And that could lead to the bad comparing. So comparing means when you're trying you're trying to analyze someone's life and you're trying to analyze your life at the same moment. This process called comparing, or the noun is called comparisons, right? When you compare things, it's really very, it's not makes your life better, right? So that's the comparison. It's not very good. Just let me double check. Is it comparison, right? Yes. So when the comparison is active, you can make your mood worse. And just be careful with that. So let's see what the lady is saying about this. So log out of social media to avoid comparing yourself to others. So we need to log out. It means to quit, to stop using this. While social media can be a great for helping to connect with others, it's also easy to start comparing yourself to others and feel bad about your own situation, like we discussed previously, right? It certainly doesn't help that people usually only post the highlights of their lives, and such posts can actually make you feel more lonely and isolated. Yeah, that's right. That's true. While you're comparing yourself to others, and it's very interesting construction, comparing yourself to others, right? When you compare yourself to others, you feel more lonely and isolated. That's like the core statement here. So do not compare yourself because you will feel lonely and isolated if you do it too much. So a couple examples or recommendations she's sharing related to this statement. Take a break from social media for a few days, or limit yourself to just 1 or 2 hours of use each day. And I would say it's better to limit yourself within 1 hour or 30 minutes. It's pretty enough for answering your friends, of letting people know how you're feeling, right? It is enough. 30 minutes is enough, or 1 hour is enough. Avoid this obsession with social media, right? So take a break. And the second recommendation here is when you are online, spend less time mindlessly scrolling, right? This is a good statement. Mindlessly, it means without using your mind, without concentration, right? When you're mindlessly scrolling, it's called doom scrolling, right? You're just scrolling, consuming information without knowing why you're doing this, right? What's the point? This is, very negative thing, because again, you're starting to compare yourself with different videos, with different lifestyles, and that makes your life miserable, right? When you're online, spend less time mindlessly scrolling and focus on meaningful conversations and positive interactions with people you know. What does it mean, meaningful conversations? It means the conversations, full of meaning, right? That's the full of meaning conversations, right? The conversations which are full of meaning. That's the point. The positive interactions, it means the positive reaction on things and communications. So when you have negative communication, like you are a bully and you're bullying everyone in the comment section. So this is the negative interaction. You don't want this. You want only positive interaction. Put the like button, say some good words to your friend's picture. Just trying to share some good vibes, not negative vibes, because there are plenty of people who are just interacting with the world in a negative way, saying that, oh, the government sucks, they do this in a bad way, or my city sucks and I don't like to live here anymore. And it's just negative, boring shit. Nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to have it. And respect your life and be positive, right? Excuse me. I need some time for my little recovery. Okay, we can continue now. Sorry, guys. Let me take a sip of water. Okay, so we can remind ourselves the third statement, what the lady is saying here. We should remind ourselves that it's okay to be alone, right? We just need to repeatedly say to ourselves that we are alone and it's okay to be alone. Nothing bad of being alone. It's not dangerous for ourselves, right? It makes our life even better than before, because you can concentrate, you can think. That's an important moments, right? These are an important moments, important moments. So make alone, what she's saying about reminding ourselves that it's okay to be alone. She's saying a couple of things here. Make alone time something to look forward to instead of fear. See, so it's like a positive vibe here again, to look forward instead of fear. So you can be scared or you can be positive with looking forward to your life, right? You cannot feel positive and let's say fearful at the same moment. It's impossible. You should decide what you're feeling, positive or negative, right? You cannot feel two things at the same moment. Oh, maybe you can when you're excited and you're scared at the same moment. For example, I'm excited that I'm going to New York, but I'm kind of scared of it because it's pretty dangerous. It's a pretty dangerous place and I don't know what to expect from this place, right? So this is the two emotions at the same place. But what she's recommending us here, so while you're alone, it's better to concentrate on one emotion, just to understand yourself better, probably to look forward to something good happening to you, right? Or just instead of that, instead of the fear, instead of the negative thoughts, right? It's more than possible to be alone without feeling lonely. The key is to change your negative thoughts about alone time into positive ones. Rather than saying, I'm going to be so lonely, tell yourself something like, I get to relax and spend some time focusing on me, right? That's pretty smart, right? Instead of saying, I'm going to be so lonely, it's the negative concentration, we should say, I get to relax and I'll have, you know, good time focusing on me and on my thoughts, what I want, and just I will have a chance to know myself a little bit better. That's a good self-reflection. Yeah. And she has some benefits. She's saying, she's showing some benefits here of alone time. Four benefits here. The first one is the freedom to daydream and be introspective. That's a good phrase, by the way. Introspective. What does it mean? Introspective, it's like the concentration on yourself, right? Intra means inside of you, and spective, it's like perspective, right? Inside of you, right? And to give more like examples, right? I would say, okay, let me just read an example right away from my notes. For example, I have the note here, patriotism gave way to painting a more thoughtful and introspective, right? It's like more concentrated on yourself, right? Introspective. But probably extrospective or perspective, it's about the logic with the world, but introspective. It's the logic about yourself. For example, her introspective, let's say, is a technical mastery, right? It's her introspective. So, or we can discuss it as, this is more introspective psychology, right? It's about the philosophy of yourself, right? If you know what is introspective, probably the people who are more advanced in psychology, you guys understand this, this idea. So how to be introspective. So I'm not very familiar with this idea, but how I understand this word, it's more about your feelings inside, right? Your introspective, your thoughts and everything else. The freedom to daydream and be introspective, being inside of yourself, right? Think freely. That's the first benefit, right? You just have time for this. The second benefit is the ability to do things your way without compromising. And you know what? This is a very good example. It is true that when you live in the society, when you speak with other people, it's all about compromises, right? You should compromise almost everywhere. For example, if you want to eat a chocolate and your girlfriend want to eat the chocolate, so you both want to eat a chocolate, right? And you should share the chocolate, right, between each other. Because if you don't, someone will be mad, right? And the compromise, it's the point when you give away, right? When you are not damaging yourself too much and you're having some benefit out of something and somebody else getting or giving value to you and losing a little bit. So that's a compromise. So it's like win-win situation. It's a compromise, but you lose a little bit for sure. For example, instead of eating the whole chocolate, you're eating half of it. You're still eating a chocolate, but you're not eating the full of it, right? You are eating the half of it. So that's a compromise. And the ability to do things your way, it means acting without compromises, right? So you are not compromising because you feel something and you act like you feel, right? Because you're alone, no one to have compromises with, right? The third statement here, more benefits, is more time to focus on your health and well-being. Yeah, we can absolutely concentrate more and focus more on our health and well-being. Just to ask ourselves questions, how do I feel? How is my stomach? How is my, biceps? How are my biceps, right? And just other questions about your health. You can ask yourself different questions. The next statement is more time to practice and develop your skills. And this is true indeed. Because look, this is a real chance to improve yourself because you have a personal time with yourself, right? Most case scenarios, you just, somebody is trying to disturb you and interact with you all over and you have no time for personal development. But when you have a, 1 hour time, you can just read a book and plan your year, right? Maybe some of you haven't finished your resolutions for the year. Let's do it so you can make it right here and right now. So when you're alone, you have a chance to do this. You can work on your guitar playing skills, right? You can play the guitar or you can play different instrument, piano, right? Whatever, ukulele or something you like, right? So that's the statement number three. Let me check how I'm doing on time. Yeah, it's almost 29 minutes already. Oh my goodness, that's a long conversation today. So, I just don't want to make it very long, guys, to be honest. So I think let's conclude it with these three because these are pretty informative and pretty big. And I don't want you to listen 1 hour of this stuff. So we'll just cut this topic into many parts and we'll conclude it one day for sure. But I think it's important to discuss these topics because you can hear something particularly related to yourself and you can discuss it with yourself and you can understand a little bit deeper this vocab, this topic, this discussion. And this discussion is not only about you, this discussion is about me. Because sometimes I feel stressed because it's just the personal development thing. You know, when you face your own mind, when you meet your own mind, you see some miseries, right? You see some, not provocations, but you see weak points, right? You see yourself as a weak person. And to work on it, you can just remind yourself that you're a great person and you can work on your personal development with reading or listening these topics like we're having today, right? So let's revise and conclude today's discussion. So we discussed with you about we started the topic of how to be okay with being alone. We discussed with you three steps. The first step we discussed, it was step number one, improve our relationships with ourselves, right? We need to respect ourselves. We should use kind words. We need to show self-love, right? The second statement is we should limit ourselves on social media. So we should be very cautious about this. We need to be very careful. And we need to manage our time with social media. So the next step was we could have reminded ourselves that it's okay to be alone. We should have reminded ourselves a lot about this, right? We just concentrate on our free time and we're trying to develop our skills. We're trying to develop our mental health. And that would be pretty beneficial, isn't it? So that's all for today, guys. I think it's pretty enough. It's already 30 minutes of our discussion. So I thank you all for being with us today. And I hope to see you very soon. And have an amazing day. Have a beautiful experience with your English practice. And as you remember, don't forget to make a reservation on our website, emotionalenglish.ru. And I'll see you all very, very soon. Thank you all and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.